Thanks all for coming this morning. And again, I'll be talking about a randomized controlled pilot investigation focused on increasing dietary rice bran and navy bean intake for colorectal cancer control and prevention. And before I begin, I just want to verbally say that I have no personal financial relationships. So the reasons why whole grains and legumes are important come from a lot of epidemiological trials. And first of all, this is an NIH-AARP diet and health study cohort that looked over a nine-year length that high fiber intake from all sorts of plant resources have been shown to lower risk of all-cause mortality. But more specifically, diet from whole grains and beans had the highest preventive effect, where we saw a lower risk of all-cause mortality up to 23%. Additionally, in colorectal cancer control and prevention, there's been epidemiological evidence for whole grains and beans. So for every increase of fiber by 10 grams, causes a reduced risk by 10% of colorectal cancer. Whole grains and beans deliver a higher amount of fiber compared to fruits and vegetables in one serving. And for brown rice, consuming about one cup has been shown to reduce risk of developing colon polyps by 40%. And high dry bean intake has been shown to reduce risk of advanced colorectal adenoma recurrence. So this would seem like a great thing. We're seeing promising aspects for consuming whole grains and beans. But unfortunately, the reality is these foods are not consumed very much across socioeconomic groups in the U.S. And this table represents individuals that actually meet just the minimum required recommended amounts for each of these food groups. So for dry beans, for all adults, we're seeing roughly 3.5% of our population consuming the recommended amount. And for whole grains, that's even much less. Not even 1% of our population is meeting this recommendation. So this truly is a public health matter. And more research, particularly in randomized controlled trials, are necessary to be able to better understand what are the evidence-based health outcomes associated with consuming these foods. So that brings us to our trial. It's called BENEFIT. It stands for Bean Bran Enriching Nutritional Eating for Intestinal Health Trial. It is a huge collaboration from the community with our hospital system, Poudre Valley Hospital, our university at CSU, the government, the USDA Rice Research Center, as well as an industry partnership through Archer Daniels Midland Edible Bean Specialties. And our goal is to advance evidence-based dietary chemo prevention research through increasing navy bean and rice bran consumption. Our primary objective that I'm going to share with you today is establishing feasibility of increasing navy bean and rice bran consumption, particularly in colorectal cancer survivors. Most of the research that's been done in this has been in animal trials, so from our knowledge, this is the first clinical trial to look at colorectal cancer survivors specifically. And we are registered at the clinicaltrials.gov website, so if you want to have more information on our trial, that's our specific NCT number. So to create a dietary intervention in foods that are not commonly consumed, we had to come up with a unique opportunity to increase the intake as well as have high compliance in our participants. So one way we did that was instead of having individuals consume dry beans, we used navy bean powder, which is basically just ground up beans. And there's been research to show that this has the same amount of glycemic response as eating whole beans. Additionally, instead of eating whole grain brown rice, we use what is called rice bran, which is basically just that outer covering of the grain that's polished off to make white rice. Both of these foods are very nutritious and healthy, and in this form offers a lot of unique opportunities to add to commonly consumed foods, such as smoothies, casseroles, muffins, and soups. So that's actually what we did when we developed the study meals for this intervention. These meals listed here in snacks, 7 and 6 of them, were the ones that we fed our participants. They were designed by a registered dietitian and certified chef. And we had three groups. So the first group was our control group, where we didn't add anything specific. Navy bean powder, which was 35 grams per day. That equates to about a half a cup, which is the current recommendation of beans. And then rice bran at 30 grams per day. All these foods and snacks within the diet groups contain similar ingredients, and we made sure that they were calorically matched. And how we had the intervention set up was we had participants consume one meal and one snack that provided the 100% daily intervention amount. So instead of like the previous presentation, we've also had them free living outside of this one meal and one snack. This roughly controlled about a third of their consumption. So the study took place from August 2010 to last December, and this just shows a flow diagram from enrollment to analysis. We assessed roughly 100 individuals for recruitment, and from that we randomized 37 based on sex, BMI, and caloric intake into one of the three groups, again the control diet, the navy bean diet, and the rice bran diet. From those, we had 29 individuals that successfully completed the trial, 10 in the control diet, 10 in the navy bean diet, and 9 in the rice bran diet. And when I say successfully completed the trial, this means each of all the participants participated in 3 study visits, a baseline, 2-week, and 4-week time points. And at these visits, we collected stool, blood, urine, and saliva. Additionally, we recorded height and weight, and we had them complete dietary food logs each week, again, to understand what else they were eating outside of the foods we were providing, and as well as completing study questionnaires. So these are the results of our participant characteristics. First, at baseline, we didn't see any significant changes in age, sex, BMI, HDL cholesterol, triglycerides, or caloric intake. The only significant differences we saw was between the control and rice bran group, where rice bran participants had a significantly higher amount of total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol compared to control. And then at week 4, we didn't see any similar significant differences, but that higher amount of cholesterol and LDL stayed the same in our rice bran group. We didn't randomize based on cholesterol changes, though. That was just a finding that came out of that. So I wanted to talk about assessing feasibility. The first thing we did was calculate percent intake for possible chemo-preventive effects. As I said, most of the research that has been done has been in animal studies, and they report based on intake of percentage. So we calculated how much calories we were providing with our rice bran or navy beans based on the total calories each participant was consuming. So each of these bars indicates a participant at 3 different time points. And the black line at the 5% just indicates that minimum amount of intake that has been shown in animal studies to be chemo-preventive. So as you can see, at week 2 and week 4, most of our participants in the navy bean and rice bran group were able to meet that minimum requirement of 5% compared to their baseline, which confirmed that they were not consuming any navy bean or rice bran at that time point. Additionally, in the control group, we didn't have any individuals outside of the dietary intervention consume whole grain or dry beans or rice bran to the level of our intervention participants. Additionally, we wanted to verify that we weren't causing any gastrointestinal health distress in our participants with this dietary intervention. So the first thing that's highlighted here is that a majority of our individuals across groups reported no symptoms of GI distress. And then just a sprinkle of individuals that reported some issues in flatulence, stool consistency, et cetera, all those fun symptoms you want to talk about. But we didn't see any changes within the control group to navy bean powder or rice bran. And I specifically just want to highlight navy beans have this misconception of causing bloat, or consuming dry beans in general have this misconception of, you know, causing bloating. And because we were able to blind our participants, we did not see any individuals report any issues with that. So that was an important finding to see. We also wanted to see how this intervention changed our diets within our groups. And what this figure depicts is a percent change from baseline to week 4 of selected nutrients across the different groups. And so on the far left side is the macronutrients of calories, protein, carbohydrate, fat. And we didn't see any changes with that, which is what we wanted to find since we were trying to make sure we were macronutrient matched. However, on the right side, we are seeing increases in our navy bean group and rice bran group of micronutrients. And as I had started this presentation, we were able to see some higher increases in fiber intake across our navy bean and rice bran groups, whereas we didn't see that increase in our control group. So again, we're only controlling a third of our participants' intake, and to just have that limited amount to see these changes is quite interesting to look further into. A lot of the diet research has come from reporting, and so what we want to do is more look at what physiologically is changing in our participants over time through these interventions. So as I mentioned, we do collect blood, stool, urine, saliva from our participants at 3 different time points. And from that, we're going to look at more specifically what's changing in these samples. So for blood, we'll be looking at metabolites, as well as inflammatory cytokines and telomere length. In stool, we'll be assessing the microbiome, short-chain fatty acids, and metabolites as well. Urine, we'll be looking at metabolites. And in saliva, we'll be assessing the pH levels as well as inflammatory cytokines. The whole reason to be assessing these is to then develop chemoprevention biomarkers for colorectal cancer. So what can create a healthy person based on these foods? Additionally, we just recently found out that we were awarded grant to look now at colon tissue. So individuals going through a colonoscopy will be able to take tissue samples from the colon, so then we can further assess what's being uptake into the body versus what's being excreted. And all in all, this is kind of what the big picture is for this trial, is to develop dietary biomarkers for then we can do larger clinical trials. So this is just a preliminary conceptual idea where we will use metabolomics, which is the assessment of small metabolites in our body. So what's found specifically in rice bran and common beans prior to being consumed are, ones that we've been able to currently find in the research, as well as some initial analysis from our just the rice bran and common beans. But what happens in digestion, biotransformation, and microbial metabolism in the gut specifically that is going to cause more biomarker development? So what is changing in the gut that's going to cause us to be able to measure consumption of these foods, both in the stool and as well as in the tissue? So that's going to be further in the next year. We'll be assessing that. So I just want to conclude that while we could find a number of phytochemicals in rice bran and beans that promote anti-cancer activity, cancer research has shown that focusing on these nutritional magic bullets are can be much more problematic. So we, in our research, we really want to encourage a general increase in these foods versus creating a pill that people would be taking. And so we want to learn more about the synergistic effects of these foods specifically. And I just want to acknowledge all the individuals that were part of this trial. Again, it was from a community academic industry partnership. Dr. Elizabeth Ryan is our principal investigator at Colorado State University, and we had a funding from the NIH-NCI Cancer Prevention Program. So thank you for your time.